Danny, you were put in a position by your team where you needed to produce the goods with a victory at 4-3. You duly delivered by beating Callum Mayne. Just how pleased you first and foremost to have picked up that victory?
Well, it was a really good match, team match, with Drumtrapper putting out a really strong two Chinese, Hei Ji Wen, top 100 in the world player. When it came to 4-3, I was very, very nervous because that would have, if we'd drawn that match, I think we would have probably lost the title, but played very well. Callum's a really good player, like never beaten him before, and he also had a really good match with Gavin Evans. But luckily, played well, played good tactics, and I won the match.
You've still got some chasing up to do with Sycamore, having that two-point advantage at the minute, but it puts Drumchapel effectively out of the race and keeps you in it ahead of that big game with Sycamore tomorrow. A pivotal set in the season, potentially. It's always good to be the one who brings it.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. I've not played well this year, especially under pressure, but that was probably a good pressure match to win. I think it's still going to be hard for us to win the league, but now it's a two-horse race. Hopefully get a good result against Cardiff City now, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow morning. Hopefully we'll be joined by Tom Jarvis, but it's so hard to say at the moment who we're going to have in the team. Obviously Sycamore will be strengthened by having Paul Drinkle tomorrow, but yeah.
Just quickly, just talk to us about Tom. What's the message, what's the thing with Tom at the minute?
Tom's currently at the Czech Republic Junior ITTF Pro Tour. The way I understand it is that he is on a flight at some point home. It's just whether or not he feels ready to play tomorrow. We obviously would be strengthened by Tom. He's a really good player now, top 10 player, but we can't do the impossible, and obviously representing your country as well is important.
You mentioned Paul Drinkall. Everyone's looking forward to seeing him play, probably other than Ormsby. It puts the odds against you. They're not in your favour, it has to be said, but it gives you an opportunity to really pick up a scout that everyone would take notice of if you could pick them off.
Well, I think if we were to beat Sycamore tomorrow, it would be one of the biggest upsets in the world, considering Paul's top 50 player in the world. But luckily we do have Filip Szymanski from Poland, who's still a top 200 at least player, who's obviously beaten Hei Ji Wen this morning, so he's a capable of beating players like that. Obviously, David Macbeth, a very good player. Sycamore just strong the whole way through the team, and I do think it will be a very tough match, but nothing's impossible. Darius on his day can beat anyone. And Gavin Evans has beaten everyone in his past, so why can't he do it now?
Well, that's the thing. You can go through the team, and yes, Sycamore has some great players. It looks like Chris Duran's going to be played number three, which is a scary prospect, to be fair, but we all know what Darius is like. As much as he can have a bad loss, he can also pick up an exceptional victory. Gavin has proved time and time, I don't want to say robot the years because he's still a young guy, but he's proved that he can still be an absolutely top class player. Yourself can obviously produce results, and if Tom plays, got another, and then the Polish guy as well, he can also play. You've got just as capable team, really.
100%, because no matter what people say about Darius, he can still play unbelievable table tennis when he wants to, and I think, honestly, I think he really wants to do it tomorrow. Obviously, him and Paul have got a long rivalry for years and years and years, matches and matches and matches, so I think that would be interesting. Szymanski, always capable of picking up two. Durant at number three, I know that sounds unbelievable, but hey, Tom's capable, I'm capable. It's going to be a big pressure match, but his nerves are going to be more. I've got nothing to lose in that match at all. No one expects me to do anything, so I think it will be interesting. Odds are against us, but we're in our home venue, so hopefully the bacon butties will bring us home.
It's got to be great to be involved in games like that, though. As a player, you know, in a team event like that, the British League, you're playing for the crown jewels, basically. I mean, it must be great to be involved in a game that's going to bring such a good atmosphere.
Yeah, for me, I've never been in a team fighting for the championship before. I've won Junior British League before. I really want to win it. I've enjoyed being part of the Ormsby team, even though I was brought in quite late at the beginning of the season. It will be big. It will be loud. For me, that's where I play my best tapes. I don't like the quiet matches. I like to be able to shout my head off and see what everyone thinks.
You're obviously one of the younger people in the division. At the same time, you're one of the guys that's been here, been around longer than most in this Premier Division. You've played for quite a while now. Have you been? What do you think about the league at the minute? Is it as good as it's ever been, do you think, the Premier British League?
I'm fortunate enough to say I've probably played this for five, six seasons now, with Grantham Wyndham. Then I moved to Barrow. Barrow stood by me for a couple of years, and then due to them wanting to go down, I moved to Ormsby. The league is as strong as it's ever been. More foreigners, which is great. Much more like my Swedish team in Sweden. However, I don't 100% agree with being teams bringing in players just for the last weekend. However, with the change of the system next year with the home and away match, I don't think that will affect it as much. We will have to see. However, it's going to be a great last weekend today, so maybe it is a good thing for the all the people that are coming to watch, all the social media. It will be great